And now, the weekend jump off with Jay Howard. What went down and what went off in Toronto this weekend?
Thanks very much. I'm Jay Howard. This is the weekend jump off. A little while ago, I had the esteemed pleasure of visiting ResFest, the premier festival of its kind for innovative short films, music videos, motion design, and live music. Now, this is the third time they've come to Toronto. This year, they'll also be visiting Montreal and Vancouver. Keep it curious is this year's theme. And it's easy to see why, because the content is so visually and creatively fantastic, you need to have an open mind. This is Low Sound at ResFest 05.
Evet, yarışmacımız Yaşa yürüyor.
I like you the first time, and then I saw you. I know the street, and I make a lot of right connections. There's no stopping. I could go right to the top.
Shorts One opened the festival on Thursday at the Royal Cinema on College Street, and we were treated to an eclectic variety of films, the highlights of which were The Life of a Dog, The Raftman's Razor, Box, and Flesh. Flesh is from France, and this film already has a lot of people talking, thanks to its controversial mashup of the 9/11 terror attacks and lesbian pornography.
Two planes involved in two crashes into either tower of the World Trade Center at about 10 to 9 and 5 after 9.
Only one tower is standing at this point.
And a direct line of sight to what is left of the World Trade Center.
Became clear the festival is going to be very unexpected. I spoke with Sandy Hunter, who's the senior programmer of ResFest and associate editor of Res Magazine. I asked him what the idea of the festival was based on.
The auteur, like the film auteur, you know, or the video auteur. Somebody who's got a story to tell, a creative idea, something they're gonna, a concise, finished piece that makes a statement or is a visual spectacle.
This is a Low Sound presentation at ResFest 2005. The opening night party was at the supermarket, and they weren't selling tomatoes, but they did bring in Ninja Tune recording artist Daedalus from L.A. Daedalus' album Exquisite Corpse is out now on Ninja Tune. It's highly recommended. Music was a big part of this festival, and we got to see some great stuff from Beck, The Streets, and Chris Cunningham, who does a lot of work with Aphex Twin. And on Friday, ResFest shifted into a new gear, advertising, by featuring a retrospective on the Scandinavian advertising collective, Tractor. They do music videos, too. They're the ones behind Basement Jaxx's Where's Your Head At? Now, creativity goes hand in hand with music and advertising, and most of the time, success equals a big payoff.
I make a couple of moves, a mill here, a mill there. Serious money.
But what about the people who create art for other reasons? Why do they do it? Stephen Crowhurst is the creative director at Naked, an animation studio here in Toronto. Their short film Box is part of ResFest 05 and tells the story of a cardboard box that through its own volition consumes an entire urban landscape. I asked him why he made the film.
It's all that effort and all that love and all that everything who you are going into these things because they take so much time to do. And I think that's the funnest part of it, is just seeing all these things come to life as you're working on them and seeing all of your effort just turn into this thing that actually works somehow. You know, it's like building anything. So this is just the particular thing that we've chosen to build. This is art, so it's, you know. But I think it's the process that's the most enjoyable.
It's a really cool film. Check it out if you can. We're listening to music now from Blockhead, who they brought in from New York for the Just for Kicks after party at the Drake Underground. All the sneakerheads were out in full force for Blockhead's signature deep instrumental hip-hop.
Blockhead's tough. Signify is also very dirty. Signify is underrated. Blockhead's dope.
The festival closed out the weekend with more visually stunning and sometimes inexplicable short films, but also with a strong showing of more Canadian work. As Sandy Hunter from Res explains, the creative communities of Canada and the rest of the world are inextricably linked.
Our content comes from the cities we go to. Ever since we came to Canada 3 years ago, and the number of Canadian entries has increased because people are like, whoa, what is this? Their work kind of goes on the tour and is seen by people in Japan. More Japanese entries, and it kind of keeps growing that way. So,
one of the best Canadian features to screen at ResFest was a short animated film called Robota, It's directed by Mark Berteau, and after speaking with him at great length, started to understand why ResFest exists and why these films get made.
Well, there's a real buzz to animation, believe it or not, and that is to take an inanimate object and to make it move and to make it live and breathe and give the illusion of life. Yeah, that's the real joy. And to make a whole film where you create this whole illusion and people believe it, it's a great gig.
Start over. What do you like about ResFest?
That it gives people the opportunity to see different interpretations of music videos from all around the world. And
how would you describe ResFest in one word?
In one word? I'd say talented.
Nice.
And it keeps you thinking. Keep it curious. ResFest.
I'm Jay Howard. Thank you to Sandy Hunter, Stephen Crowhurst, Mark Berteau, and everyone at ResFest. Until next year.
The Weekend Jump Off on CKHC every Monday at 6 p.m.
I hear the love child.